So let's start with the subsistence fishery. You said there are some changes in that area coming up.
Yeah, we had been restricting the subsistence fishery both in the, on the Chilkat side and in the river because of concerns about Chilkat Chinook salmon, and those fish are mostly through the system by now. And so we're making the biggest changes in the river itself, which will open up on August 1st, 7 days a week instead of 4 days a week. And the area will change from what it has been from 19 mile to Wells Bridge to be from 4 mile to 1 mile above the Wells Bridge, 7 days a week.
And then the subsistence fishing in Chilkat Inlet was delayed an extra week and just opened on July 22nd, I believe it was. So what have you been hearing from subsistence fishermen about how they're doing in that area?
I've heard only a few reports, so we don't have any way of, like with the commercial fishing, we keep track of what's been caught. And so all I hear is rumor and some whatever people tell me. And it seemed like there was some good fishing on the Chilkat side. It's spotty, I think, comes and goes, and same on the Chilkoot side.
So let's talk about the most recent gillnet commercial opening. How did that go?
The chum harvest was about 83,000 fish, which is quite a bit less than average for this time. And we got a few Chinook down there, but those are mostly hatchery fish. We caught a lot of pink salmon, which is about 26,000 pink salmon, which is a little bit below average, but still a good harvest. We do a genetic study on the harvest of the Sockeye Inland Canal, and we look to see what the composition is. Is it Chilkat fish, Chilkoot fish, or Chilkat mainstem fish? And last week, not last week, but the week before, we're always lagging 1 week. It was very strange results came back, or surprising results for me. It was about 60% Snedisham fish, which are fish that are bound for the Snedisham hatchery down in Juneau, and about 20% Taku fish, and extremely low numbers of fish bound for Chilkoot or Chilkat Inlet. So that's very strange.
How is that different from what you would have expected?
Well, in previous years, like last year, for instance, at this time you would get a big shot of usually of Chilkoot fish early, or maybe the early Chilkat Lake fish. But usually it would be all Chilkoot fish coming in this way. And we're just not seeing that in the fishery. The fact that there's so few Chilkoot fish in terms of percentage and so few Chilkat fish is very much a cause of concern.
So still concerns about the Chilkoot sockeye run?
Yeah, I am concerned about that. And for this opening this week, it did the same thing as last week and shut down the east side. One day only in Bridget, and then pushed the people into the postage stamp, the fishermen into the postage stamp area to scrape up the last of the chum salmon down there and minimize a Chilkoot harvest.
What does that mean for the commercial fishermen in this area?
Well, it means some skinny weeks now, I think, because the Chilkat run is sort of in between the early run and the late run, and the Chilkoot run is not very strong at all, surprisingly, and the chums are really tapering off, and so I think it's like a little break for everyone a little bit, and we wait and see what the sockeye are going to do.
Mm. Tell me about the next commercial gillnet opening.
It's 2 days in 15A, and that's only on the Chilkat side, and that's from Seduction Point South, and then a line that just opens up the west shore, which runs from Seduction to Talisani Island to Eldred Rock to about 2 miles off at latitude of Point Sherman, and that takes all the pressure off the Chilkoot fish. I did not move the opening up into Glacier Point this week, which I think I probably could have done, but I'm not seeing enough indication in the fish wheels right now that there's a lot of sockeye coming through. Mm-hmm. Down 15C, Boat Harbor remains open for 7 days a week, and there's still fish coming in there. We're at about 1.5 million chum salmon harvested total. It's not a record, but it's a really good harvest for us. And then on the other side, 1 day south of Bridget and 1 day in what's called the postage stamp, which is a chum salmon fishing area primarily.